News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
We're joined by Lisa Ryan, who's Professor in Energy Economics in UCD, to look at the impact of those excise duty cuts on petrol and diesel, and perhaps to answer the question why we seem to be seeing it passed on at precious few of the petrol stations so far. Lisa, to that question, the vast majority of the texts that we're getting say no change in price. Why is that?
Well, good morning, Anton. Well, excise duty is a different kind of tax to other taxes. It's one that's levied on the suppliers, I suppose, as imports come into the country. So if you imagine all petrol and diesel in Ireland, obviously we don't produce any of it ourselves, it's imported. So it would be levied at the point of import or to the first place it's put, which is a bonded warehouse normally. So the suppliers, so if you think of a petrol station, they've already paid the excise duty on their stock that's stored underground somewhere. So if that stock was already, you know, if it was there since yesterday, they will continue to, they have to get that excise duty back off the customer. So they're selling that petrol or diesel on, and until that stock that they have stored is sold, excise duty will continue to be levied on it. So it really depends on the station, how often they get new deliveries. So if you can imagine urban stations which have a very high turnover, they might get a delivery every day. In other words, you will start to see the difference in the excise duty prices coming down right away, because they will have new stocks. Any of the new stock coming in, they won't be charging the same rate of excise duty. Whereas, you know, if you look some of the rural stations that maybe don't have as large a turnover, that might take, you know, 2 to 10 days, apparently, that's how long they hold their stock until the new stock comes in, and then they will levy the new excise duty rate on it.
Now, representatives,
so it's not surprising at all that we won't feel it today for certain.
Now, what about the capacity to hedge? Because representatives of the sector say that there is no ability to future purchase fuels for the large fuel importers. Is that the case?
Well, it is because, it is certainly because the excise duty that you're paying at the pump is just on the excise, is just on the fuel that's stored in your petrol station. So that can't be really bought ahead. They may buy the larger amounts at the point of import, and that it may be stocked, but it wouldn't be the same the way you see with gas, for example, where they can purchase, you know, 6 months ahead on a market and then it's delivered. Because petrol and diesel, for example, has to be refined, it's a much more, processed product. There, you know, they may buy ahead on the crude oil market, but then it has to go to wherever it's being refined and turned into petrol and diesel. So it isn't bought ahead in the same way at all. So the excise duty issue, the 15 or 20 cents that we're expecting to see, it will start, and some companies will take the hit and levy it on fuels at a lower rate, although they paid, you know, a higher rate themselves when they imported it. But some companies won't be doing that, and they'll just be levying the new rate whenever they have a new supply coming in.
Well, all of this, of course, will be having an impact on the people who have to fill their cars this morning. And Sarah Madden, News Talk reporter, is at the Circle K at the airport and has been talking to some of those. She's with us this morning. Sarah, what are you seeing in terms of prices?
Yes, Anton. As you mentioned, I'm here at the Circle K at the airport, but this is the last location I visited this morning. I've made my way across the city to look at petrol pumps across Dublin, Dublin South, Dublin West, at providers like Applegreen, Maxol and Emo Fuels. So I actually took this route last night and I made note of the prices, where there were highs of 237.9 at Maxol on the Terenure Road for diesel and 205.9 a litre for petrol. Now, despite hopes that fuel prices would drop overnight, there's been no changes at many of those, with lots of customers disappointed this morning.
And what are customers saying to you about their expectation?
Well, many were hoping that there would be changes today. I took a brief vox of a couple of people this morning at many of those locations. We might throw to that now.
It was meant to be gone out this morning, and I left it till now to fill the car. That was the price in here 2 weeks ago. 184.9 for unleaded, and there was 199.9 for unleaded. There's the proof. It didn't happen.
No, it's not cheap anyway.
Not cheaper today?
Not cheap. 199, it's not cheap.
Yeah, it's starting to get hard to go to work, yeah. Your wages is paying you to get to work, so it's not great. You have another car, it's electric, she drives. So bought that at the right time, but diesel at the minute isn't great. Killing everyone trying to go out and do a day's work. They're just a pay to get to work, like you're not really earning anything.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
We're having to carpool now with a few lads out of work because obviously we can't all travel, do you know what I mean? So just to break it up, and so we're going to go and collect the lad now. So that's the way it's gone at the moment.
Have you noticed any change in prices today? We were hearing there might be a drop.
Not here at the moment, no. But they were saying that they're going to get rid of their old stuff before they get the new, so you'll still be playing top price of the pumps. But it's good money shocking, isn't it?
I don't see it. I was going to fill up here. Sorry, I was going to fill up in Donabate yesterday, and I just put in €20 because I went into the guy in the filling station. I said to him, is the prices not down? And he was like, no, it won't be for a few days. So I'm driving around buying like small amounts of fuel, waiting for it, and then I'll just fill up then. But like, I'll be back in Northern Ireland Friday afternoon and I'll fill up there anyway, you know. But I'd rather fill up in the south for loyalty reasons, but your pocket, you know.
Well, I suppose there's some good news on the way because I see prices of Brent crude now nudging below $100 a barrel. That's what Sky News is reporting. But again, there's no guarantee that that's going to stay that way, nor that it's going to feed quickly through to prices at the pump. Did you have a sense of on the survey that you did, Sarah, what was the lowest price that you've seen?
Well, there is some good news. Yes, I'm here, as we mentioned, at the Dublin Airport Circle K, where last night petrol was 199.9 a litre. Today it's 184.9. Diesel was 228.9 at the pumps last night. Today it's 208.9. And again, I spoke to people, we can throw to that clip now, who are happy with the changes but are hoping for more.
Good, but should be dropped more.
You think so?
I think so, yeah. For us working all day with petrol, should be dropping more.
You know, what's a little bit of a drop? It's a drop in the ocean when some other decisions could be made to bring it down a little bit more. You know, and that's kind of like sitting looking at people sitting on their hands, unwilling to make these kind of calls, is a little bit kind of difficult to watch.
Well, it's a help, but I think it'll have to go down a lot more than it is. There's no doubt about that. Hopefully, if the war will end soon, and it'll come down.
Just about fuel prices, have you noticed they've gone down?
Yeah, it's 184 here.
As opposed to?
I think it was 199 the last time I was here.
Ah, is that a good thing?
Good, yeah, better.
What sort of effect does it have on you? You're working in a taxi.
Yeah, well, it means your costs are going up, you know. But you're not making any more money. You're making less money because you can't do anything with the fares. You're stuck with the fares, like the meters. You can't do anything. You're stuck with the fares the next 2 years.
And so I suppose it's a good thing that they've brought it down. Is it enough? Do you hope for more?
Hopefully, yeah. Hope about 150 now would be grand.
Do you see that happening?
No.
Well, there you go. That's News Talk reporter Sarah Madden reporting for us from the Circle K at Dublin Airport. And before her, Lisa Ryan, who is, of course, Professor in Energy Economics at UCD. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.